My friend, I pray that you had a blessed weekend, and as we start a new week, I want to give you a verse to think on this week, the entire week. Jeremiah 15:16 simply says, "Your words, O Lord, were found, and I ate them." I want to give you, as we start a new week, 10 practical points on getting into the Word of God and getting the Word into you. And let me explain by way of a humorous story why that is so important. Perhaps you've heard the one about the woman who bought a parrot, and she took him home and then returned him to the pet store the very next day. "This bird doesn't talk," she told the store owner. "Well, does he have a mirror?" asked the owner. "Parrots love mirrors. They see themselves and they start up a conversation." So the woman bought the mirror. Next day she returned. The bird still wasn't talking. "Well, how about a ladder? Parrots love walking up and down a ladder. A happy parrot is more likely to talk." The woman bought a ladder. Sure enough, she was back the next day. The bird still wasn't talking. Let me ask you something. Does your parrot have a swing? If not, that's probably the problem. He'll relax and talk up a storm. The woman reluctantly bought a swing and left. When she walked into the store the next day, her countenance had changed. "The parrot died," she said. Well, the pet store owner was shocked. I'm so sorry. Tell me, did he ever say a word?" "Yes. Right before he died," the woman replied, "he said, 'Don't they sell any food at that pet store?'" Of course, the moral of this silly story is you can spend your life on mirrors, focusing on appearance, on ladders, focusing on career success, on swings, focusing on entertainment. And you know what the end result might be, my friend? That you would starve to death spiritually. Listen to these 10 very succinct but very practical thoughts relative to feasting on the Word of God and being built up this week. Number one, you've got to dedicate time to the Word of God. Number two, you've got to pray to understand the Word of God. You've got to, number three, put forth the real effort in developing your understanding of the Word of God. Number four, have a purpose. When you begin to study the Word of God, select a purpose or a topic to study. What do you have going on in your life right now where you're seeking a specific answer relative to God's wisdom? You know what? A lot of people recommend keeping some kind of spiritual checklist or a spiritual journal. A lot of people don't take a lot of time on this, but just being able to look back and see how God has been so faithful in answering certain prayers or bringing you wisdom on certain points. Number six, invite the Holy Spirit to come in and to enjoy the praise that you give to God. You know, when I do prison ministry, I find that the women, when I'm on the women's side ministering, they have more of an openness to singing praises when I take my guitar. And the men, not so much. I have to kind of prod them a little bit and encourage them and remind them that God inhabits the praise of his people. Number seven, this is so important. We've got to humble ourselves before the Lord. You know, one of the biggest obstacles to diligently learning the Word of God is our own pride. And we've got to come to God, not like we would for a job interview. "Oh, yes, I know all the answers." It's just the opposite, isn't it? We come to God saying, "Lord, apart from you, I can do nothing. But your word will guide and instruct me." Number eight, go through the Word of God one step at a time. Don't be in a rush to get through a whole chapter today or six books or keeping up with some kind of speed schedule. No, learn the Word of God. Isaiah 28:13 says, "But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little." A couple more here. Personally, apply the Word of God. While studying the Word of God, ponder, meditate upon how it applies to your life right now, today. And 10, be diligent, my friend. Do not give up. The Bible reminds us that we've got to stress and press and strive and push closer to God. He tells us that if we will draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. And remember, my friend, God's word and God's will are inseparable. And so, Father, I'm praying in my life for today and for this week, and I'm praying it for my friend listening in right now, that in his life, in her life, we would feast upon your word. We wouldn't be like that woman trying to give the parrot the mirrors and the ladder and the swing. No, Lord, we need to hear from heaven and we need to apply it to our own lives. And I'm asking in my friend's life and my life that we would humble ourselves before you today. Be diligent to get into your word and understand what's on your agenda for us today. We commit it to you, and your promise is that when we commit our ways to you, to your word, to your will, those plans will succeed, and we thank you in advance for that. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.